I'm a selfish mofo, and I want you to be as selfish as possible. I'm going to explain why that is, how to remove your, let's say, bad ideas about selfishness, how to embrace the concept of it, and embrace who you truly are so that you can flourish and give as much of yourself to the world. And that only comes through being as selfish as possible. This is the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. We're going to talk about one big idea today for 10-ish minutes. Something to think about, something to act on, something to make you a little bit better. And yes, I'm selfish. I give no shites about pleasing, pandering, or making these easy for anyone. This also echoes something I see a lot lately, and I'm thinking about, and I'm commenting on, and I'm trying to figure out ways to explain it and motivate and inspire people to think differently about this. But this idea of hard things, it's hard, or that's too hard, or talking about a business or a plan or this, it takes a lot of time and it's hard, blah, blah, blah. This idea that it's hard as a pejorative, as a bad thing, as something you want to avoid, is the opposite of reality and what you should strive for. Because things that are hard have goodness, result, and desirability on the other side. This is the Taoist concept that explains pretty much the entire universe. It explains the positive and the negative. And when it comes to human life, the middle, as Aristotle called the golden mean, is that little circle somewhere in the middle that is not too little, not too much. It's just right. It's the Goldilocks zone. That's what we want to find. And to find that, to get there in anything, meaning, happiness, health, whatever, you have to do hard things. And yeah, you do easy things sometimes. It's a balance. Balance is an overloaded word. It doesn't really mean much for most people. Things do find equilibrium, you could say. Maybe that's better than balance. Equilibrium in life. And they are the result of conflicting ends of the spectrum. If you go through your whole life making easy choices, you know, as the saying goes, easy choices, hard life, hard choices, easy life. If you pursue the path of least resistance, if you seek comfort and you avoid getting uncomfortable, you will actually have a hard life. Your life will lack meaning, purpose. You'll probably go crazy. Maybe you'll commit suicide. I'm being 100% serious here. This is how serious this matter is. I won't get into the human psychology of why that is. Let's just say it's a universal constant. This is just nature doing her thing. This is the Darwinian struggle. And because all life is fighting against disorder, is fighting against entropy and death and disrepair, whatever, we have to strive. We have to do hard things. This is what sharpens us, makes us strong, robust. It's what gives us appreciation and gratitude. So that when things are great, we have something to be appreciative of. Because if things are great all the time, like they talk about the idea of utopia, it's kind of ridiculous because everybody would go mad. If you have utopia and everything's perfect, everybody's the same, uniform, whatever, everyone's happy, well then actually nobody is. You have to have hard things. You have to have, unfortunately, death and suffering to know how fragile and amazing life is. If we didn't die, there would be no meaning. I think Jobs had a quote about this. He said, death is like the greatest invention of life or for humans or whatever, because it gives meaning to the now and to every day we wake up. So how does this relate to selfishness? Well, I'm getting there, so bear with me. I realized today, as I was writing about the Sovereign One Project, sovereignhumans.org, to learn more about that, that I'm doing this 100% for myself. I want to raise my kids this way. I want to build a community that way. I want to wake up every day and be able to go out in nature and have people around doing things, building things, always have something to do, always have an interesting problem or whatever. There's challenges, yes, but the problems that I choose. I don't want to be sitting in traffic in the middle of Austin, Texas and getting road rage because that doesn't actually do anything for me. It doesn't bring me anything other than maybe it gives me appreciation of when there's no traffic, right? But that's not the kind of problem I want. I want different problems. I want bigger problems, better problems. So I'm building this community for myself first to live the ideal lifestyle I want. Then if that so benefits other people, because they come to that community and they're like, wow, this is amazing and I want it. Then they come in, they become part of my tribe and now I'm doing it for them as well. And this is the perfect way to explain how selfishness is the most important thing. Because when it comes to something like what we're going to do, this is a very ambitious, bold project. It's going to be really freaking hard. It's going to take a lot of capital and time and people, and there's going to be a ton of struggle along the way. But I don't look at that as a negative or as a reason to not do it. I take that as a sign, or it's everything that I want. It's the desirable Garden of Eden on the other side of all those hard things. And then when I go through that path of doing those hard things and I get to that place of relative equilibrium and we built this amazing thing and I wake up every day, I now have a reason to enjoy it even more so. I have a reason to be grateful for even more so. The lifestyle itself, I desire, because I've seen how it's like to live in a modern environment. And I've moved around a bunch. I lived in Florida. I lived here. I didn't have kids, then I had kids. I've dealt with like house flooding, and we moved out of the country. Then we sold that. We moved back, constantly trying to figure out like, what do we really want? And I keep coming closer to those first principles: community, people, nature, sun, getting dirty, getting outside, building things, etc. But if I hadn't had this experience to figure out, again, through hard effort, through years and years of living in different ways and trying different things and kind of saying, oh, that's not really for me, but now I maybe know what it is. That was all learning. It was all part of the journey to get to that place. And it will be integral to appreciating and not taking for granted that thing when I actually get to there and I build it. Had I been born with lots and lots of money and no struggle whatsoever, and I went like that, and then the bankers came in, the architects came in, and then in a year we built this amazing property, and then I go and I live there that first day, and I go to sleep and I wake up, and then I look out the window, and I would probably be like, oh, this is kind of cool. Compare that to what I just told you, the building from the ground up, and all the toil, blood, sweat, and tears, and struggle that it takes to get there, and then having this amazing thing you've built. This is why so much of life is found in the flow state, in mastery, in doing hard things, playing an infinite game, a game that you keep playing, not a game that you play and then win and then it's over. That would be a finite game. You play an infinite game. I build this thing. It's going to be hard. Build this community. It's going to be hard. There's going to be people problems and environmental problems and money problems and jurisdictional problems. Problem, problem, problem. But that's true of life. And every single problem we solve makes us that much more anti-fragile, a little bit more robust, a little bit stronger, more knowledgeable, better prepared for the next time, and more appreciative of the next time and every time. But again, as it relates to selfishness, is the only way I can build this thing and make it successful so that it then brings happiness and joy and prosperity to other people, and then also shows other people in other areas around the world to build their own communities, which is the goal. The goal is to open source this project fully. I have to be as selfish as possible and committed as possible to my vision and what I want to accomplish for myself, because I want to accomplish that. And I want to wake up every day and appreciate that I've accomplished this. The only way I even make this happen is if I am as selfish as possible towards that end. And then when I do that thing and I build it, other people get to benefit from it. So actually here, if you want to be entirely selfless and give your gifts and build things and just do amazing things in your life and for the world, you have to be as selfish as possible. Now, I'll give you an example of how this relates to something like, let's say some people would perceive being selfish about your time or being selfish with maybe your sleep and things like that. I know that if I don't prioritize my sleep, if I'm not as selfish as possible about my sleep, and I don't always make that the most important thing, I know that I'm going to show up for my family and my friends and my work, and I'm not going to be the same person. I'm going to be short-tempered. I'm not going to put out my best energy. I'm going to be a Debbie Downer, et cetera. I'm going to be somebody that I don't want to be around. But if I am selfish in protecting my sleep, even if that's maybe inconvenient to other people's prerogative, then over time, any perceived cons of that are going to be outweighed by the pros, because I'm just going to be a better person. And this is true for everything from health, from your mental state to your finances, like everything that you do. If you don't optimize for doing the things you need to do for yourself, you don't basically take care of yourself first, or as some people say, love yourself first, how do you expect to take care of anybody else or love anybody else? I truly wholeheartedly believe that. And it's actually kind of funny and paradoxical in our current age that the biggest enemies we have and the most ruthless, destructive, ugly people in our lives are actually ourselves. Isn't it funny how that is? Sadly funny? Morbidly funny? Not funny at all, I guess. And so that's my point here. You have to take your needs first, and then that's how you bring your best self to do all these other things. Now, a lot of people think of selfishness and this idea that you're taking from another or something. I don't believe that at all. If you have a solid foundation of principles not based in coercion, if you're not taking from other people's, if you're not pursuing your version of happiness in this planet at the expense of others, right, which is all just based on personal property, and you do what you need to do, and if you're not taking from somebody else, then that's that. Everyone else around you, they might have opinions or feelings about the things you do or don't do, but that is still their prerogative. It's nothing to do with you. It might affect you in some way, and you can kind of figure out how you want to respond to that, but it's not your responsibility. So the thing about being fully selfish is you have to take complete ownership and responsibility and agency of everything to you and that's pertinent to you and your decisions. And you have to also at the same time accept that people around you are not always going to see it that way. And that's why you keep coming back to yourself. You say, I'm sorry that's how you feel that way, or it's unfortunate, but I know this is my truth. These are my principles. And if I circumvent these in any way, I am being coerced into doing something I don't want to do. And that might work for a period of time, but it will come out. The underlying rot inside my psyche and my subconscious will grow and grow and grow and grow. And it will come out in ways that probably neither of us really want. So this is how it is. These are my standards. This is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. I'm staying true to my principles. And then it is up to you to accept that. And if really the whole world took a stoic framework for their lives and they just accepted things that were in their control, which is themselves, and accepted everything else that's not in their control, which is everyone else, life would be amazing. But that's not the world we live in. But in a world without so many soft humans that believe they should tell other people how to live or want the government to tell other people how to live, you're going to see a resurgence because there's a need. It's a vacuum that has to be filled of more selfish, sovereign, independent-minded humans. And this is what the better human is all about. As many of these on the earth as possible, because we then become leaders. And we show other humans through monkey see, monkey do, that there is a way to be independent, critically thinking, be your own person, and not infringe on anybody else. And then people can take from you what they want. If they want to learn from you, if they want to take some cues, that's fine. But that's their own prerogative and priority. And it has nothing to do with you. You do your thing. You be as selfish as possible. And if that ends up giving gifts to the world, that's fine. If that means you just want to live in a cave somewhere and play video games all day, that's still your choice. And some people may not like it. But if that's really what your truth is, if you really want to forego relationships in your life, and it then brings you more happiness to not have relationships, whatever. There are people that are built like that. Most of us aren't. This doesn't mean that you are not going to ever course correct. So that's, I would maybe say the disclaimer to this is. The disclaimer is that you'll always have to be constantly aware of yourself. Are you doing things that are too far on one end or the other? And is it bringing a negative repercussion? Because like, yeah, maybe you want to play video games all day, or you want to just like drink alcohol all day or do drugs. But if you do that, and if you don't butt it up to a certain kind of control or restriction, then maybe your relationships will suffer and those people won't be in your life. And you value those people in your life. So then you change how much of that dose you want to have, right? So this is not about just being a selfish asshole where you pretty much forego everybody else around you and their feelings or whatever. You're making the best decisions for you to the baseline of what you absolutely need. Like for me, I know I need sleep. And there's very little that I will give up for that. Every so often I might do that, or if I need to save my family or something, I'm going to do that, right? But aside from that, I'm going to always prioritize it. I'm going to do everything I can to get as much of it as possible. But that doesn't mean that I just sleep all day and I'm neglecting my family and I'm not paying the bills. I'm not spending time with them. Because if I were to do those things, then I would have a cost-benefit analysis to make. I would say, is this extra sleep worth these negative effects on my family? And I don't want those negative effects on my family. So now again, this is back to what do I want? This is again, me being selfish. You see, it all comes down to, and here's the point that I'll leave you with. It all comes down to the fact that we're all selfish. Most of us pretend we're not, because we do things externally or do things that make us feel better about ourselves because we think other people think we're altruistic or this or that, which is why so much of charity is done publicly, because people want to show other people that they're giving to others and that they care, whatever. But again, giving to charity is a selfish endeavor. Think about that a second. Giving to charity is because you want to. It makes you feel good, or maybe to alleviate some guilt or whatever it does. It does something for you. Everything that we do for ourselves. We then just try to convince ourselves that it's really for somebody else, or it's for some altruistic motive and whatever. But even that is then we want people to think better about us. So we're still doing it for ourselves. This is that one thing in college, in the short time I was there, that I remember. I believe it was personal growth and development class, and it was the idea of egoism. It's either egoism or egotism. And the framework, which really resonated with me because it made so much sense, was that all human action is done selfishly. Because anything that you do willingly is your choice, therefore it's selfish. If you do something unwillingly, then it is coercion, and somebody's forcing you to do that. Pretty fascinating, huh? And that's my best 10 to 12 minutes, however long we've been going, for why you should be a selfish mofo as much as possible. Because that is then how you are selfless to the world. And you're going to show up better, make the world a better place. You're going to feel better and be happier doing it too. Be as selfish as possible. Get the Better Human newsletter over at thebetterhuman.co every other day, full of content to help you wake up, think better, maybe take some action on something, maybe not, maybe just be entertained. You don't want to miss it, thebetterhuman.co, and I'll see you in the next one.